From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Another week and another accusation of wine fraud. Or at least it seems this way at the moment. The latest case after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
In 2006, Julian LaCroix Jr., an Atlanta real estate developer, purchased some rather expensive and old bottles from the London-based fine wine merchants, the Antique Wine Company. Included in the purchase was a selection of top-end Bordeaux wines from the 19th century, as well as a 1908 Imperial or 6-liter bottle of Chateau Margaux. The cream of the crop, however, was two bottles of France's greatest sweet wine, Chateau de Chem, from Bordeaux. One bottle dated 1787 set LaCroix back a whopping $100,000. At the time, one of the most expensive wine sales on record. Now fast forward 8 years later, LaCroix has just filed a lawsuit against the Antique Wine Company to the tune of $25 million. The claim? The wines are fake. LaCroix was alerted to the possibility in March of 2013 by a wine merchant and had the bottles double-checked by Maureen Downey, the San Francisco-based expert in wine authentication, who also believes the wines are fake. However, the Antique Wine Company denies all accusations. Maybe we should all stop claiming the wines we serve are worth more than they really are. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.